He'll ask for more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet this hour with House lawmakers, then senators after, pushing Congress to approve more military aid to fend off Russia's invasion on top of the billions of dollars in weapons and ammo and other defense the U.S. has already given.
We shouldn't be spending a dime more on Ukraine.
That's Republican Senator Josh Hawley telling Fox.
What about our nation? It's not an investment in our future, in our people.
Russia hit Ukraine with another barrage of missiles overnight, damaging infrastructure, killing two people. President Biden will deliver more aid to Ukraine when he meets Zelensky this afternoon, but a key ally in a grain dispute with Ukraine has stopped helping.
Since the start of the war, Poland has supplied Ukraine with hundreds of Soviet-era tanks and 14 MiG-29 fighter jets. But Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says they'll focus on their own military, at least for now. This coincides with a diplomatic row that started when Russia blocked Ukraine's Black Sea ports.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Two more polls give former President Trump big leads in the 2024 Republican race. Fox Business surveys have him at 46% in two early contest states. Ron DeSantis, a distant second in Iowa. Nikki Haley in second place in South Carolina. And Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
Voters in both states, 49% in South Carolina and 46% in Iowa, say economic issues are their top concern, followed by 15% in both states prioritizing immigration.
Now, the Biden administration has given nearly 500,000 Venezuelans temporary protected status so they can legally work here as thousands cross the border.
The illegal immigrants were predominantly adult men from Venezuela, with many of them telling us they arrived in northern Mexico via train. The mayor of Eagle Pass has now declared an emergency in his city.
That's Fox's Bill Malusian in Eagle Pass, Texas. We just got an update on unemployment. First-time claims dropped last week to the lowest level in 8 months, 201,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Testimony begins today at the trial of two Aurora, Colorado police officers
charged in the death of Elijah McClain, an unarmed black man who was put in a neck hold and injected with a powerful sedative by paramedics. A third officer and two paramedics are also charged in McClain's death. Their trials are set for later this year. Prosecutors say Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt stopped McClain on August 24, 2019, as he walked home from a convenience store carrying only his phone and a plastic bag with three cans of iced tea in it. Body cam video of the incident shows McClain pleading for help and saying, "I can't breathe." Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A convicted killer will be killed in 2 hours when Oklahoma will execute Anthony Sanchez.
For the murder of 21-year-old Julie Buskin, abducted, raped, and shot to death in December of 1996. DNA testing led investigators to Sanchez in 2004. From the beginning, he's insisted he's innocent, saying in a jailhouse interview last month,
"Julie Buskin was murdered by a monster, but that monster wasn't me."
Supporters have asked the DNA be retested amid reports that Sanchez's father confessed to the murder before committing suicide last year. The state's attorney general rejecting that, saying there is no conceivable doubt about Sanchez's guilt. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
In Ohio, a convicted murderer is now a free man. Dwayne Brooks released after a judge overturned his conviction, then prosecutors this week decided not to retry him.
He and his attorney say he was wrongfully convicted of murder. Now, at 57, he is finally free.
I thought they was going to kill me in prison.
Brooks was convicted of the 1987 murder of Clinton Arnold. It happened in Cleveland's Luke Easter Park. Brooks was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. On Wednesday, family, friends, and his attorneys helped him celebrate his freedom.
That's Peggy Gallick with Fox 8 TV, and I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois continues to advertise and sell health plans that failed to meet network adequacy standards in central Illinois. Local lawmakers are furious that thousands of people still can't see their Springfield Clinic doctors and specialists. 18 months have gone by and patients still facing the same issue. Champaign County Coroner stepping down. Dwayne Northrup resigning from the coroner's office after nearly 20 years. He's decided not to run for re-election and instead taken a job as the facilities director for the Mohammed Seymour School District. Northrup hasn't revealed when he will officially leave office. Victims of severe storms and flooding in parts of Illinois that began June 29 now have until October 31st to file individual and business tax returns and make tax payments. The declaration allows the IRS to postpone certain tax filing and tax payment deadlines for taxpayers who reside or have a business in the disaster area. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, as we move toward the latter part of September, I had to think about that, Soyer. I mean, this is the latter part of September, the autumnal thing that you... Yeah, it's unbelievable how quickly the year is flying by. It's meteorologist Greg Soyer as he looks at our skies and the future of harvesting and all those big things. Sir, how are you today?
I am well. Hope you guys are the same. And yeah, the weather system that has brought some harvest delays and or a little slowing up of crop maturation. You know, we enjoy these warm, dry days because it helps to remove moisture in the corn. You want to get it down to a certain percentage rate, if you will. I believe it's about 13 to 18%. And on the beans, you try to get down around 10 to 13%. I think that's the range. It stores better and less pennies out of your pocket to dry it as well. So anything and everything that Mother Nature can do to mature it and dry it out and dry it down before you go out there with the heavy equipment is certainly to your benefit. And yes, it is raining out there, but then again, still in the midst of ongoing dryness and drought-related issues here, we'll see if the weather forecaster here can walk and talk, chew gum, and bring up the drought monitor at the same time. But in any event, did last week have issues with expanding dryness, a couple of pockets of moderate drought as well, redeveloping over parts of northern and central Illinois. And by golly, there it is, moderate drought through the Illinois River Basin, much of northern and central Indiana. Everybody else here throughout East Central Illinois abnormally dry with the dryness and drought-related issues. The worst through Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and boy, Texas, and down through Johnny's place because of nothing going on in the tropical weather since in the midst of some pretty serious drought conditions, too. So the rain and shower activity, which has brought close to an inch in some areas already, continues to make its way through Champaign and Vermilion counties. There's a break immediately back west of us, so we'll be in and out and on and off with some of the shower activity for the day today. Afternoon temperatures with more clouds, limited sun, and a southeast wind at 75, or currently 64 at Willard and Savoy. 62 and a lingering shower, maybe even a thunderstorm in spots this evening. And again, overnight tonight, lesser rain chances and coverages tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, warm at 81. Here's one of those warm, dry days we look for with harvest in mind at 83 on football Saturday. That'll be the kickoff temperature and a southeast wind. Back into some scattered showers here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Should move out on Wednesday. High temperatures in the 70s, nights in the 50s. Another round of warm, dry weather due in for the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, we have a Stever offer. I'm giving somebody, one person, $1,000 off the purchase of a Tempur-Pedic bed from Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. And if it changes your sleep, yeah, it's worth it. You need to maybe go check it out at Kelsey in Tuscola. $1,000 bill from me to you. If you are interested, simply text in bed if you want to be considered for this. It means you'll go down to Tuscola, lay down on it, get all the lumbar, help you snoring, all these things they can do with these beds, and find out what everybody's finding out that buy these, that kind of life-changing. So it's available at GhostStever.com. It's available online. Text 217-359-2255. Text in bed, and you'll be considered. You'll get a call later today if you're picked as our winner. So good luck to you. $1,000.
Nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Some drama in Chicago.
Well, I always like to say I could help every athlete sound better, be better, speak better. Here's what you say. I understand that a lot of these guys are really kids and they're young. Justin Fields, a quarterback for Chicago.
24.
Young guy. And emotional, sure.
Yeah.
After two games, the Bears are really bad. So, first of all, the guy could be in radio. Love his voice. But this is not what you do.
Felt like, you know, I wasn't necessarily playing my game. Felt like I was kind of robotic and not playing like myself. So my goal this week is just to, you know, say effort and just go out there and, you know, play football how I know how to play football. And that includes thinking less and just going out there and playing off of instincts rather than just, say, info in my head, data in my head, and literally just going out there playing football. I mean, just going back to it's a game, and that's it, because that's when, you know, I play my best is when I'm just out there playing free and being myself, so.
When you say thinking less, what do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
You know, could be, coaching, I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, it makes it, you know, they're doing their job when they're giving me, you know, what to look at and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I, you know, can't be thinking about that when the game comes. I prepare myself throughout the week. And then when the game comes, it's, you know, it's time to play free at that point.
Okay. He said he was taken out of context. Later in the day, somebody grabbed him and said, "What are you doing, man?
Yeah,
then you don't throw the coaches under the bus.
Yeah, you walk it back at the locker then, huh?
You know, could be, coaching.
No. And now Matt Eberflus, who has the worst record in the history of Chicago starting your coaching career, 3-16, had a perfect answer. He said, "Well, we really encourage feedback." Good okay. answer. But what else are you going to say? Well, he's the quarterback, and you can't do that. But you also can't say, I don't know, maybe coaching?
Oh, crap. Right.
I mean, really, no.
Okay.
No.
You know, could be, coaching.
You don't say, my wide receiver can't catch a football. You don't say, coaching. You don't
say. Well, to me, it's the offensive line aren't keeping them off of me. How many times has he been sacked?
I've seen some clips, though, where he stands back there plenty of times.
Right.
A quarterback should get, what, 3 or 4 seconds?
Right.
You get the 5 and 6, buddy. It's on you.
But if it's in your head, all these films that you've been seeing, and you've got to hit. I mean, I would be overwhelmed. But isn't my job.
If you play golf, it's like, okay, keep your elbow down, make sure your hips turn, make sure your right foot open, your left foot opens a little on the driver, and make sure you're. That's a lot of things, a lot of swing thoughts in golf.
Yeah.
You can't have very many swing thoughts in golf. You're not going to hit it very good. If you try and change something, you're going to hit crappy for a while. Anyway, it's not easy, and the split-second decisions a big league quarterback has to make. But I promise you, it was a mistake to say, I don't know, maybe my coaches?
Well, that's why he asked everybody to come back to the locker and walk back the statement a little bit with it's all my fault.
Taking it out of context is
I'm not blaming anything on the coaches he says at his locker afterwards.
Well, I can't imagine. It just blew up online.
Right.
But it also had to blow up from the agents and the friends and everybody going, what are you doing, man? You got to go back, got to go back, got to go back. You can't blame the coaches.
That's right.
Too late. And that's too bad. So they have an easy game. They're at Kansas City, Super Bowl champions.
So did you realize in 2017 the Bears picked Mitchell Trubisky instead of Texas Tech's Patrick Mahomes?
It's easier said than done, Diane. Michael Jordan wasn't the first pick either.
Okay.
There were two people taken ahead of Michael Jordan. So hindsight,
I just
as they
thought
say.
That was an interesting tidbit. And the Alan Williams, at the age of 53, deciding to resign as the Bears defensive coordinator, taking care of his health and family, but worked together with Coach Matt Eberflus in the Indianapolis Colts system. But evidently, Matt's going to be doing the calling duties, as he did against Tampa Bay, against Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday.
Good luck to the Bears.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, my name is Josh Morford. I'm the youth minister at Muhammad Christian Church, and I want to inform you of something awesome that's going to be happening on September 22nd after the homecoming Muhammad Seymour Bulldog football game. Our church is going to be hosting something called the Fifth Quarter. What Fifth Quarter is it is a safe, fun environment for your middle school or high school student to come and have something fun to do after the football game. Our church is going to be providing food. We're going to have gift card giveaways. We're going to have things like inflatables and nine square and gaga ball set up. We're going to have some different kind of games if those aren't your speed. We're going to have lots of awesome adult volunteers there to keep your kids safe. Let them have a really great time. And that party is going to go from the end of the game until 11:15. We would love to see you. Go Bulldogs.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, 817 ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey has sports headlines.
Milwaukee beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-2. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 13-7. Here on ESPN 93.5, it's a day game with a 12:15 start against the Brewers. Go Cardinals. Go Cubs, 6:40 start over on US 105.9. You can watch those games at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. That's where we'll be after 3 tomorrow with tickets to the Florida Atlantic game. Now, also Friday, Wisconsin is at Purdue at 6 o'clock. Fun to watch that game after you see the live broadcast and try to win those tickets to the Florida Atlantic game. Due to win at this point, right, Saturday at 2:30?
I think so. Okay. I just want to get a victory, go 2-2, and then... You know, Purdue's got a tough game with Wisconsin. I guess I'm rooting for Wisconsin, I'm rooting for Purdue so that they feel great about themselves playing us. I don't know. I just know that Purdue and Illinois, at this minute, you probably say pretty much a toss-up.
Right.
And, you know, I've got us going to a bowl at 6 wins, at least 6, and that means you're going to have to beat, you got to beat Atlanta, Florida Atlantic, that's 2-2. You got to beat Indiana, and you got to beat Northwestern, that's 4. And then there's four or five more games. You're going to have to figure out 2 of those. At Maryland's going to be hard. Home Nebraska? Yes. Got to get that one. Minnesota? Toss up. Purdue? Toss up. Iowa? Probably not. I mean, so there's 2 in there. I just need to get 6. I just want to go to a bowl, okay? Is that so wrong?
There you go.
Is that so wrong?
I like your thinking, Stevie. A trustee meeting today going over some coaches' contracts and extending Mike Small through 2029. Some big numbers they're talking about to do that. 1 year for Jim Leonard, who is the senior football analyst that we got from Wisconsin. He'll make $112. $112,000 plus. And then the contract for the cross-country coach, Helen Latham Withers.
All right. Well, good luck to all those coaches. Try and make as much as you can while you can get it, for sure. All right. We check our weather. Rainy in downtown Philo at their studios with the Persian rug at 819.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Vicinity, and it's the usual juggling act between outdoor work, backyard work, and field work versus the need for rainfall across the area. Getting some of that as we speak. The first of a couple of rounds of scattered shower activity. Rain comes along into the front part of the weekend, back end of the weekend, early next week, more scattered shower potential. But mild to warm temperature readings will continue on as well. Up to about 75 today with a lot more clouds, maybe a peak of sun, and a couple of showers around. both this morning and later this afternoon. Maybe even a rumble of thunder this evening. Overnight lows down to 62 with a lingering shower or two early late. And becoming warm, partly sunny as well with a shower in spots both morning and afternoon. Highs up to 81 degrees. First day of autumn on football Saturday. Kickoff at 83 degrees. Light east to southeast wind and a partly cloudy sky. 78. A couple of showers here for the day on Sunday. Monday, still some additional shower activity lingering into Tuesday. Still well into the 70s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer people were signing up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims declined to 201,000. The number of those remaining on benefits, continuing claims, also declined to 1.66 million. It is a sign of resilience in the job market. Though manufacturing, measured by the Philadelphia Federal Reserve, slumped this month, turning lower after improving in August. Olive Garden's parent company, Darden Restaurants, reported a better-than-expected summer quarter. Now both the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England have paused raising interest rates. The Fed indicated another increase may be needed later in the year. There's a tech merger today. Cisco is buying Splunk, a cybersecurity business. It will pay $28 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The second GOP primary debate is coming September 27th, and the Fox News Podcast Network is talking about it with the Fox News Rundown Podcast, the Brett Baer Podcast, The Untold Story with Martha McCallum, Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, and Dana Perino is taking her listeners on the road to 2024 and beyond with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listen anytime, everywhere, at foxnewspodcasts.com, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. All right, 823. The Stever is a bed from Kelsey. It's a Tempur-Pedic, $1,000 off of a bed that starts at $3,000. If you are in the market for changing the way you sleep, apparently this is the one. The feedback and the stuff we're getting from the Stever winners, off the charts. Just text me bed if you're interested. And we'll consider you, of course, 217-359-2255. For the program where I, Stevie J, hand you my money, and you keep the stuff. You have to visit Kelsey within the next week when it's all said and done. Fill out your survey dutifully.
They're located at 215 North Main Street in downtown Tuscola.
So my future son-in-law, Jacob Hurtubise, has had a very, very good year. He was in AA baseball, played really well, was leading the entire league. As a matter of fact, in average, I think he was like 306. In this day in baseball, over 300 is pretty darn good. Then he got bumped to AAA in June, was there for a couple of weeks, did a great job, and then went back to AA. And then, it, lo and behold, I guess it's been 4 weeks ago, got called up to AAA, and that's where he's finishing the year.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I think, four or five more games, and the AAA season's over. I've really been following the Louisville Bats and watching minor league baseball. I mean, Jacob was batting against a pitcher that was throwing 99 miles an hour the other day, so it's comparable. It just, again, the control issue. When a pitcher makes the big leagues, they have more control over exactly what bottle cap they can put that ball on. It's amazing control. But the speed and the game, it's very close to Major League Baseball. The guy's making great plays and just really, really good. And a whole lot of AAA is made up of guys that have been in the major leagues. They're back and forth, injury recovery, all these other things. And you just, you get the feeling in AAA that these guys have been there. They want to get back there. I mean, there's a lot of players. There are 206 minor league baseball teams. 206.
Wow, really?
And most of them make peanuts. They could make more working for Chick-fil-A by a lot.
Right.
So it's definitely a struggle for a lot of kids that try and play professional baseball. And the issue is, just like it is, I guess, with every sport, everybody's pretty good.
Yeah.
And but it's been fun to follow and fun to track him and watch him play. And generally at AA, there's like two cameras, and AAA, you get up to three cameras.
All righty.
It's good, pretty good coverage.
Right.
It really, really is. And it's fun. It's fun to watch the whole development. Watch a lot of minor league baseball. I pay $3.99 a month for my subscription.
Huh.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
All right. So, again, it's Illinois football. Obviously, got to beat at Florida Atlantic. I think the assumption is we will. You don't ask Brett Bielema that, because he'll say, hey, every game's a chance to win, a chance to lose. I mean, that's really the way to approach it, because you sleep on anybody, you're going to beat. And the three teams we've already played and gone 1-2 on have yet to lose. Toledo's undefeated, Kansas is undefeated, and Penn State is undefeated. Mm-hmm. Penn State gets to go home this week, State College PA, and have one of those whiteouts where everybody's wearing white.
Okay.
And that'll be against Iowa. I don't think Iowa will beat Penn State at
okay.
Penn State.
I know Rutgers and #2 Michigan are going at it. Maryland is at Michigan State, and Minnesota and Northwestern is a Saturday evening 6:30 game.
I'll take Maryland to beat Michigan State. That's a hot mess up there with the coaching stuff.
Yeah.
And Maryland, with Mike Locksley, former offensive coordinator for Ron Zook here.
Yes.
Whose son Kai used to come to our house all the time for sleepovers.
Aw.
Took Mike to help him get his driver's license. That's the coach in Maryland. Anyway, so Mike Locksley has the best quarterback in the Big Ten. It's Tua Tagliavua's brother.
Right.
And he's the best quarterback in the Big Ten. And here's to our quarterback, that he really bounces back. This is a kid of character. He really, really, really is a great young man.
Luke Altmaier.
He's on every Monday after 4:00 with Lante and Derek Piper, and you can just tell just the way he was bouncing back from the 4-interception game.
Mm-hmm.
I expect him to bounce back and learn. I think he's very talented, and I'm really rooting for him, because he's a really a young man of character. So I really like him. So I'm rooting for him, as I will my entire Illini football team. We're mm-hmm. band day. It's going to be a great tailgating day, because
yeah.
got till 2:30 before the kickoff.
I think they've got 70 teachers they're saluting also. So it should be a great day. Again, 2:30 kickoff, and we'll have tickets for you at Pia's. We've got the Bullet Party Wagon on the patio too. It looks like the rain's going to clear out. We'll have a great afternoon at Pia's tomorrow after 3:00.
All right, again, live broadcast. We do 4 of these a year. This is #2.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a pretty full patio. So if you want to go and watch the boys work, it really is fun. Diane does a great job getting that all set up with all good speakers and sound.
And all the prizes.
Your chances, if you go to Pia's and don't win something, I think there's more prizes than people. There's just dozens of things to give away.
Yeah, it's fun working with the booze people in town, getting all the free stuff.
they get that promotional
exactly.
stuff. And doesn't Game Day give us something? I mean, we generally get things from Game Day from time to time.
That's right.
And again, tickets to the football game, you know, a lot of you don't have tickets, and yeah, we'll go to one, that kind of thing. It's really, really fun. The energy is up in Memorial Stadium for sure. And we were poised to upset Penn State had we not had all those turnovers. I think we were right there with them. The defense really looked like the defense I thought. So that was a great feeling. Our defense can be really, really good with the ball players we have. All right, and I know offense, we've got to show me a little
mm-hmm.
bit. So hopefully that'll happen. The news, weather, sports, all coming our final half hour. It's Thursday.
Yep,
Thursday.
PDR
Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with. I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Ukraine's President Zelensky lobbying the House before a White House welcome, calling for long-range missiles against Russia after $100 billion in U.S. support. But more Republicans object amid negotiations to avert a shutdown. GOP Senator Josh Hawley.
I'm tired of hearing the president say over and over that we've got to invest. This is an investment in the future of every nation. What about our nation? It's not an investment in our future, in our people. In our jobs.
With President Biden's move toward diplomacy with Iran, the Saudi crown prince tells Fox's Brett Baer exclusively if Iran develops a nuclear weapon.
If they get one, we have to get one for security reasons and for balancing power in the Middle East. But we don't want to see that.
Resilience in the job market. New unemployment claims dropped by 20,000 from last week to 200,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County Coroner stepping down. Dwayne Northrup is resigning from the office after nearly 20 years of service. He's decided not to run for re-election. Instead, taking a job as the facilities director for the Mahomet Seymour School District. Northrup hasn't revealed when he'll officially leave. Kent Police warning residents about a new scam targeting residents with student loans. Authorities say a local resident receiving a letter claiming to be the final notice for an opportunity to consolidate their student loans. The letter sent by a fake company to solicit banking and other personal information. Willett Airport officials pushing back against a proposal that would see operational control of the airport transferred from the University of Illinois to the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District. Trustees there introduced the idea, saying the University of Illinois isn't running the airport as a transportation service would. And they want to see Willett become the community staple they say it once was. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim.
Yeah, there's a big picture of Dwayne Northrup in the News Gazette from yesterday, and he's taking an administrative job at Mahomet, and he's the coroner. So would you rather go say people are dead, or would you rather go to Mahomet and have a new job running a building?
Right.
I would take the building like 100 out of 100 times. Does anybody want to be coroner anywhere? You know what the call is?
I mean, there's people who are really good at that, and I think Dwayne was.
No, it's fine to be good at it. Do you want to go do that?
I mean,
do you want to? How could you run? I mean, you got to have people that do funerals,
right?
You
have funeral home industry,
and I know it's lucrative and right. All that. I couldn't do it.
And then
could you do that?
I couldn't. But I know a young person that was around Gabby's age that was going to class schools, I think it's Carl Sandburg or something, where they have a specialty in decomposition of bodies that have been found in crime investigation and CSI and all of that.
God bless you.
Right.
That's just Stevie J couldn't do that. I mean, but again, phone's ringing. It's 2 a.m. What? Oh. I got to go declare somebody dead.
Well, and
that's your job.
I just recently found that, you know, if you don't have funeral arrangements and things like that and you want to donate your body to science, you can have your body buried and then people will be studying the decomposition of your body in the ground and stuff. It's wild. I never thought about the science side of all of that.
Yeah.
And
right.
You need to know that stuff
I just noted that Dwayne Northrup had a really big smile on his face.
place. Okay. I mean,
switching jobs to Muhammad's like administration.
Bill Murray, what about I'm free? I would think that would be the last elected position anybody would want. Wouldn't you want to be the dog catcher? I'd much rather have a net and go find a violent dog than I would to declare people dead.
You mentioned Bill Murray. I think it's his birthday today.
Really? He's a classic.
I think 73.
Well, all right. Big Atlanta fan in 05. Yes. Ron, he followed Bruce Weber's team.
That's right.
All right. Weather, ESPN 93.5 with our meteorologist, Greg Solier.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a weak upper weather system cut off from the main steering currents poised to the south over the past couple of days has made a turn to the north and northeast in its usual trade-off this time of the year. The need for moisture versus additional time outside, but we'll take the moisture around here considering the expanding dryness-related issues. Just in the nick of time comes football Saturday, some dry time as well. A little more showery weather pattern expected for next week as well, but the mild to warm days for mid to late September continue on. Up to 75 this afternoon with some shower activity around this morning. Back in this afternoon, evening, and thunderstorm chances around as well. Otherwise, a couple of more spotty showers both early and late with a mild overnight low of 62. Tomorrow, warm day, partly sunny, less rain chance both for the morning and afternoon, and high up to around 81. Football Saturday, welcome to autumn, but a high of 83 at kickoff time. Light east to southeast of the wind and a partly cloudy sky. A couple of showers around for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, highs of 75 to 80. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin Douglas Mini Splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Do you dream about grilling out, Tim? I mean,
I wake up in the middle of the night thinking how to do something better, yeah.
Is that right? Do you write it down or you remember it in the morning?
I try to remember it. I don't write it down.
Okay. Well, genius.
Maybe that's why I don't do so well.
No, no. You do great. You're number one brisket maker in the world, according to the morning ratings. There's Tim and Donna, number one. Good job.
Go.
Way to go. All right, so what is the difference between grilling and barbecue?
Oh.
That has been a question I got wrong for a long time. I thought 20 years ago when I was cooking on my gas grill in the backyard or the charcoal grill that I was barbecuing, and I wasn't. I was grilling. Generally, grilling, you're cooking at temperatures 400 degrees and above, and you're cooking fast. You're sizzling that meat, putting a char on it. Barbecue is 200 to 350 degrees, slow cooking, but we do push it and do some things hot and fast. Now the pitmaster or pit makers have gotten the technology and thermodynamics to where we can do that and get the meat tender.
I'm a griller. There's no doubt. I'm a griller.
Most people are. Yeah. Most people say I'm having a barbecue and they're cooking hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, maybe pork chops and chicken. They're doing it over direct coals, and we don't. All of our heat source is away from the meat, and we're bringing that heat and smoke to the meat to flavor it.
Well, and the smoker is a different category then, huh?
Smoker's slow.
Yeah, and you've got the guys that try to straddle the line with the pellet grills that you can turn down and smoke. Personally, I can taste the difference. The compressed sawdust in the for the fire, that that has a different flavor than a good hardwood burning direct log.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so when you are competing and you have a brisket, how do you know when it's done? I mean, do you want stuff? I love meat medium rare. Is that kind of the thing in competition too, or no?
No, a brisket is a different animal. It's a cheap cut. Was historically a cheap cut of meat. They're not cheap anymore. But we cook it to the color that we want first. Mm. So we're cooking it. We're have it with smoke, and we're hitting it with, you know, a spritz every 10 or 15 minutes until we get that color. Then we're wrapping it up, and that's generally at about 150 degrees. We're wrapping it and then letting it cook. And at that point, you don't see it. We'll open it up when it hits, well, a competition brisket is a Wagyu, and we'll take it to 212, 213 degrees.
That's crazy. I'm just taken back by the 212 or 215. Mine is like 350 to 475. Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
Well, everything is boiling at 212 because that's boiling point of water. So we're trying to break down that collagen just a little bit, but not enough so that the meat just falls apart.
I have never said collagen when it comes to grilling in my life. This is just the sophisticated doctor. I should call you Dr. Onstotten, PhD in grilling.
Well, that's the protein that makes the cell walls and the meat that holds that those meat fibers together.
So if I take meat off, say I'm trying to do a medium rare steak, and I take it off, mm-hmm. and it's just where I want it to be, well, how much does meat cook after? Because this stuff still cooks.
Well, if you're grilling it at, and if we do a steak competition, we're trying to cook at 550, 600 degrees.
Ooh, way up there.
And so when we take it off and put it down to rest, it'll raise up about another 7 to 10 degrees from the temperature that we took it off at. So we're taking it off in the low 120s, and we're hoping to get that mid-130s, low to mid-130 degrees.
I see. So you plan on that. What medium rare is like 135, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, low 130s.
So you go out at 122, and where do you put, these are very simple questions for the PhD, where do you put the probe? How do I tell the temperature?
Generally in the thickest part of the meat.
Thickest
that's
part
where,
of the meat, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And to me, when you take it off of the grill, do you then stick it in foil and wrap it up tight until you serve it?
Well, you want to cover it because that's going to retain the heat and the moisture in it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be wrapped tight, but you want it touched. Now, brisket, when we take it off, when we get to that temperature, we'll still feel it. And you'll want it to where your probe goes in like butter, just like you don't feel anything when you stick it in. That's when it's, people ask, well, how do you cook a brisket? Well, you cook it till it's done, then you keep cooking it till it's tender.
Yeah. Tim Onstott, he's a pitmaster genius, and for this show, he's PhD level. This is crazy. I'm definitely a griller, but I'm learning, and I've never really used a probe when I'm a griller. Griller guys just kind of go, yeah, that feels fine, that's good. And sometimes
it looks all right.
I got to get a little bit better. But I need just the basic probes, and they're pretty accurate, aren't they? Do you have a
on
probe?
On the thermometer?
Yeah, do you have a thermometer you like, or is it just any thermometer kind of works?
Oh, we use ThermoPens from ThermoWorks.
ThermoWorks,
They're the most accurate, and we can get temperature in about a second. A second and a half come up and give us a good temperature.
Okay, and that's ThermoWorks. Is that available? Like,
I buy them online.
Okay, ThermoWorks. Because I think if I tried that and put the steak on, go to the thickest part, take it off at 122, bam, every time. Of course, then again, I got hot spots. I'm a griller, right? So I got
you'll have hot spots.
Yeah, you just got it going on. You know how to do all this, man. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the big unit you have now for competition. That thing is ginormous. And to get that thing even and right, whew, not easy, baby. Not easy.
Well, the one you've seen, Stevie, is more of a party bus smoker.
That's pretty fun.
And
yeah.
Our competition smokers are more like race cars. They're smaller, and they're a little bit nicer, a little bit easier to control.
Well, listen, we appreciate you, Tim. Good work. It's Tim Onstott, of course, of Dedicated Diesel, the home of the Dixie Chopper, and you've been selling some of those. You still have any left I can buy for no reasonable price refused kind of thing?
Yes, and Andy's still selling them. He's bundling deals. He sold three of them, saved a guy about $9,000 off MSRP last week.
That's great.
He's doing great with those. And, of course, that was a commercial guy, so we need to get some people in there, get more guys that take care of a lot of yards, and we'll bundle those things up and sell a bunch at a time.
All right, that's Dedicated Diesel. It's on Triumph, which is right off 45, and you pass Farm and Fleet on your left. And then Gale Ferex Trucking, you guys are moving, man. You're moving. A lot of drivers, a lot of trucks out, man.
Yep, we're doing good.
We appreciate you, Tim. Keep it going on that. I call you a what? You're not a griller. You're a barbecue man. Is that right?
I think the official title is Pitmaster. Is what they put on my shirt.
I'll never put Pitmaster on my T-shirt. I know that. Hey, Tim, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane.
All right, take care.
Tim Onstott. Have him bring you meat sometime. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. All right, check quick sports coming up.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
All right, quick check of sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Milwaukee beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-2. It's a 12:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. And Cardinals, we need you to step up because Milwaukee is in the playoffs, right?
They're already there in the I don't think it's official, but they're lock. Six ahead of the Cubs, seven ahead of Cincinnati with a week to play. So it's a day or two away from clinching. So now you just rest your guys. And remember, the Cubs got to play Milwaukee to end the season, and Milwaukee won't be too motivated. They'll have to try and play hard, but, you know, they're in. And the Cubs are going to need to win next week at Milwaukee.
Yes.
So And Milwaukee would probably love to spoil the Cubs not getting in.
Because
the Cubs did that to them a few years
you're
back.
You're right. Now, we're finishing up this series against Pittsburgh, and then we've got the Colorado Rockies with a 120 start tomorrow for the Chicago Cubs. You'll hear everything over on US 105.9. Washington over Chicago White Sox, 13-3. And as far as, you know, football, there's been drama with the Bears. They'll be facing the Kansas City Chiefs and our Illini against Florida Atlantic with a 2:30 kick on Saturday.
Why aren't you performing well at your office? My boss sucks. You don't say stuff like that. You just don't.
Shoot.
It's just something I guess it's unwritten, or maybe it's written down.
Right.
But you just don't. You don't do that.
I said coaches, I think.
Could be, coaching.
No, and then he went on to say, you know, they're giving me stuff, but I just need to play free.
He used the word robotic, not playing like himself. It is, information overload when you're trying.
You're a big boy. You're making a lot of money. Okay. There's no information 24. Overload. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Right? All right.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items.
As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, and it's the usual juggling act between outdoor work, backyard work, and field work versus the need for rainfall across the area. Getting some of that as we speak. The first of a couple of rounds of scattered shower activity. Rain comes along into the front part of the weekend, back into the weekend early next week, or scattered shower potential. But the mild to warm temperature readings will continue on as well. Up to about 75 today with a lot more clouds, maybe a peak of sun, and a couple of showers around. Both this morning and later this afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder this evening. Overnight lows down to 62 with a lingering shower or two early late, and becoming warm, partly sunny as well, with a shower in spots both morning and afternoon. Highs up to 81 degrees. First day of autumn on football Saturday, kickoff at 83 degrees. Light east to southeast wind and a partly cloudy sky. 78, a couple of showers here for the day on Sunday. Monday, still some additional shower activity lingering into Tuesday. Daytime temperatures still well into the 70s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Sarah Champagne, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampagne.com.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
And I saw one of our bus trip people yesterday coming out of the hardware store and said, boy, we had fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were all in one suite at the Cardinal game.
It was great.
Cardinals beat Miami.
Yep.
We all walked to the bus the same time.
Uh-huh.
It went well, and he said, we're going again. So
excellent.
We just haven't picked out the date. The tickets, really, group tickets aren't even sold yet.
When did they assign the 2024 season?
It's already there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know. I think we're still going to go with weekday, 12:15 if we can. Get home, leave in the light, come home in the light. Nobody wants to come home at 1 in the morning.
That's right.
So we will pursue weekday because it's easier and less crowded and all these other things, and do that for another Cardinal bus trip next year. We just had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun getting to know you.
Hey, thanks for the email, Ray Cummings. He used to be a teacher at Unity for us, and Tolono Masonic Lodge has their monthly Sunday breakfast coming up on September 25th from 8 a.m. to noon. Donation of $12 for adults, $5 for kids 6 to 12, and 5 and under are free. All you can eat.
Well, Ray had a lawn mowing business for a long
time.
He
did.
Yeah.
I bet he'd love the stuff.
Dixie Chopper.
When
you can, pull up and go about 30, 45 miles an hour. How long does that take?
I mean, if you've got a long stretch.
I mean, do you have to wear a helmet for the Dixie Chopper? Because you're going so fast. I mean, the turns, you obviously slow down.
Don't hit a stump that's hidden under there.
If you had 5 acres to mow, they're talking about, what was it, half an hour per 2 acres? I mean, it's crazy fast. So, I'm going to suck some gas and all that.
That's right.
Anyway, they service them as well, so the people that are buying these Dixie Choppers for way less than you normally would. They're clearing a few. I don't know how many more they have, but if you know somebody that wants a really fancy schmancy, and keep in mind they service it too. Because a lot of times you buy something at a big box store, Who do I call?
That's right.
So you probably want to buy something like that that costs thousands of dollars to somebody that will actually service it. Okay, last call. We've got the
1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
Just drive north on 45 after you pass Farm and Fleet on the left is Triumph Drive.
That's right.
Okay, Stever is the bed that we've talked about, the Tempur-Pedic. It's expensive, but I'm giving you $1,000 toward it. And if you're interested in going to Tuscola and trying it out. It's fun.
Yeah.
Because then Brian, the PhD down there in the Tempur-Pedic, man, you snore. There you go. That'll take care of that.
How about
your lumbar? You go, wow.
It will change your life, according to the testimonials that we
get. We're getting unbelievable feedback from these beds. So if you know, a third of your life's in bed, it's supposed to be a third. I know it's less for most of us.
So you can text in bed to 359-2255.
217-359-2255. I do have it up at the website at ghoststever.com. You want to try it. That's kind of what the deal is. You don't have to buy it once you get there, but most people do. $1,000 from me. I'm paying you my money to go spend it on that bed. If you're interested, again, ghoststever.com or 217-359-2255. In the rain from Philo, we'll be back tomorrow. Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets, so tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse, choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
Curtis Orchard with You Pick 'em Apples. Randy tells us more.
We grow about 31 different varieties of apples, and there are a lot of new varieties. You know, when we started, you still had this sort of standard old favorites, Gold Delicious, Red Delicious, Jonathan, a few other varieties that were lesser known. But now the apple industry has become much more gourmet in its taste and selectivity, and the apple breeders have become much more experimental in what they try and what they find works. It's not like genetic modification, but it's more like they look for really obscure varieties to cross with one another. Came up with the Honeycrisp apple. And there's another one that isn't as well known, but it's done very well for us, and that's called Zestar. We call it a cousin to the Honeycrisp because it has one of the parents, but it has a little different flavor, a little different season to it. But those types of apples didn't exist really 30 years ago.
Curtis Orchard, open 9 to 6, 11 to 6 on Sundays. CurtisOrchard.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
We're talking to Emily Atkins from Happy Healing. What do you got coming up?
This writing workshop. This is for anyone who has like a story in their heart that they've been wanting to share but are not quite able to like get it out on paper. We have Tracy Neitzel, who has over 23 years of teaching experience. So she's going to help guide us with prompts and different exercises, as well as just being a part of a beautiful community of other authors.
Just visit their website, happyhealing.us.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery.
take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the